It's a ricochet. Harris has got it. Back to Colabelli. Still the last tackle. Does Colabelli know it? He got it to Bromwich. There's a kicker there somewhere. It's Hinchcliffe. Over the top. Lee's there. Fanilla's offloaded this time. Chambers back inside the monster. Monster scores a try for Melbourne.
You'll hear that plenty of times too in the future. Monster scores a try for Melbourne. That was the Melbourne Storm and their win over the Raiders last week. Matty Russell's with us from Fox Sports in the build-up to round 7 of the NRL. G'day, Matty.
G'day, Vossie. G'day, Vossie.
Did you call me Vossie?
Vossie was excited with that call, wasn't he? And with good reason, because it was an exciting comeback from the Storm to beat the Raiders. They've now had back-to-back wins and played the Roosters on Saturday night, who are off back-to-back losses.
Well, it was a big game last week, and as you say, a very, very big game this week. We'll get to that shortly. Hey, just off the games for a second, there's a bit of news going around in the NRL at the minute. Tell me more about the situation with Jeff Tuvey at Manly and the pressure that he's under.
Well, there's a lot of stories at Manly at the moment. Let's start with Jeff Tuvey. The CEO of the club, the chairman of the club, failed to publicly back the coach this week. Normally, you know, the board and the club says that the coach has our full backing, and automatically, you know, he's going to be sacked. But and have said, look, unless results turn around, there's going to be some serious conversations. Jeff Tuvey is a favourite son at Manly. He's a legend. He's achieved outstanding results as a coach, and other factors are conspiring against him this year, including injuries. I can't believe the amount of pressure the head coach is under. Perhaps the only slight on him is that some of the senior players, the 6 and 7, Kieran Foran and Daly Cherry-Evans, have wanted out for other clubs. That's the only factor I can see against Jeff Tuvey, and still we read day in, day out that he's battling to keep his job. I think he's a scapegoat for poor retention in the past. How they didn't have these halves wrapped up is beyond me.
Yeah.
But now, over the last 24 hours, read that Daly Cherry-Evans is considering a backflip on his deal to go to the Gold Coast. Now, in the NRL, you can sign with another club whenever, but you can renege on that deal up until round 13. So they still have another 4 or 5 weeks to go back on their signature or what they've said they're going to do to this new club and stay with their current club. That situation, I think, is farcical, but the bottom line is that these players, Kieran Foran, Daly Cherry-Evans, and anyone else for that matter, are under immense pressure from the club they've signed with to be true to their word,
yep,
the club they're currently at, to renege on their deal. So they've got to play footy, and they're getting pulled both ways by different clubs. It's a ludicrous situation, Huff.
So I think they may or may not be interlinked, but I'll throw them into the same category at the moment. Do you think that because he wasn't able to keep Foran, and because at this stage he hasn't been able to keep Cherry-Evans, and there's a suggestion that perhaps the players don't like him, and then if you've got a coach the players don't like, particularly your superstars who want to go elsewhere, then your club's doomed? Is that part of the reason there's the pressure, do you think?
That's the main argument against Jeff Tuvey. If he's such a good coach, why didn't the best 6 and 7 in the game want to stay there?
Yeah.
Well, the answer to that, I believe, is that there are much better financial offers elsewhere, and for different reasons, these players might want a fresh change. I think Kieran Foran, let's look at him, he wants to play under Brad Arthur. He found success under him when he was an assistant at Manly. I don't know whether you can necessarily say that it's a slight on Jeff Tuvey. Okay, it might not be the greatest thing in the world that 6 and 7 want to consider other options, but Jeff Tuvey, he was a tough player as a performer in the NRL for a long time. He's handled his pressure supremely well, and he has lots of people backing him in the media and in the wider rugby league world. I hope it works out well for him, but the signs continue to suggest that it's not going to finish well for him because the team isn't winning.
And the Titans CEO, Graham Annesley, released a statement yesterday after speaking with the All Brothers of Pacific Sports Management. I've been assured that any suggestion Daly Cherry-Evans will not be honouring his contract with the Titans is untrue. So we'll see what unfolds there. But
And half just further to that, Daly Cherry-Evans' mum, Kelly Evans, or Kelly Cherry, actually, sorry, she was on social media last night, very strong in her criticism of the story, saying that her son is going to honour the deal. Now, you can't get much closer to the source unless it actually comes from Daly's mouth himself. His mum says he's going.
Okay, all right, well, that's what's happening. If your mum says so, that's the way it is, as far as I'm concerned. Let's get to the round 7 action. Friday night footy is going to be a crack, and the Bulldogs tackle the Sea Eagles. Speaking of, a very important game for both teams. Where does it sit, Matty?
Oh, I think I'll lean with the Sea Eagles to spring an upset in the eyes of many, just because the Dogs are still significantly under strength with injury suspensions. I think Manly's desperation has reached a new level, and I reckon that factor can get them across the line. I think Foran and Cherry-Evans will be happy to be on the field this afternoon or this evening, And for that reason, I'm going to back Manly.
Match of the round has also been played tonight. The number 3-ranked Dragons are tackling the number 1-ranked Broncos. I didn't see this coming.
No, after 3 rounds, you would have thought this game would have been a stinker. But all of a sudden, it looms a fantastic match. That Cogra, St George, Illawarra, their traditional home ground. The Dragons have good defence, but so too the Broncos. And I like the fact the Broncos have won 5 in a row. I'm going to stick with their winning streak rather than the Dragons and the away team to get that one.
The Titans host the Panthers tomorrow, 3 o'clock local time. And the Titans are zipping 3 at home this year, Matty. What's going on there?
Yeah, it's a dreadful home record, isn't it? But they have shown an ability to win on the road. I'm going to tip the home team. I think the Panthers are in a bit of a hole at the moment. I think the Titans, if James Roberts can continue his remarkable try scoring, 7 tries so far this season in 6 outings, he's probably the quickest player in the league, huh? If you get to see James Roberts in open territory, you watch him go, and he might just go tomorrow. The Titans for me.
Titans for you. Cowboys host the Warriors. Is this as even a match as we've seen for a while? Is this probably one of the more even contests for the weekend?
Yes, spot on, half. I'm calling this game in North Queensland, and it's tough to pick a winner. Both teams 3-3, but the Cowboys are 3 in a row. Jonathan Thurston, 3 straight men of the match. So the Cowboys should scrape home in a tight one.
You mentioned the Roosters before and the mighty Melbourne Storm. It's at Amy Park, and the Storm's home record's pretty good, 2-0 this year. They've got a couple in a row at Amy Park. They tackle the Roosters. Game on, like Donkey Kong, I would think.
100%, but you're not going to like me. I'm going to go with the Roosters.
What?
This one, because their record against Melbourne at Amy Park is 2-2. So they go to Amy Park and win. And because they've had a couple of losses, I've seen them at their best this year. I think if they get back to that, because of the desperation, they can spring an upset. I'll go for the Roosters. Sorry, half. Sorry, Melbourne.
That's okay. Considering your form, that's a win for us. Hey, what about...
I am bouncing back, though, half.
No,
I'm
know.
With a surge now.
Oh, I reckon you're in hot form, actually. You could be the form tipster in the competition. The West Tigers host the Raiders now. Poor old Canberra. They're 2-4. They're sitting second last on the table, but they're not that bad, I don't think. But the West Tigers are only 3-3. They're just fitty-fitty at the moment.
Well, I think the Raiders will improve on last season, as will the Tigers. And there's one factor here that weighs me heavily in favour of the Tigers, Leichhardt Oval. It's their beloved home ground of the Balmain Tigers before the joint venture was formed. They grow an extra leg when they play there, and they'll win this because their form is pretty sound, and at Leichhardt, they are so home.
Sunday, the Knights, who really did kick off the season with a bang, they host the Eels. So what's happened to the Knights? Are they drinking the bath water, or they just come up against some really good opposition?
I think they started so well, unbeaten the first month. To maintain that level of intensity is tough. I don't really know, to be honest, half what's happened to the Knights in recent weeks. But this game, I'd like to say pass when it comes to offering a tip. I'll go with the Knights back there at Hunter Stadium against the Parramatta Eels, who've been horribly inconsistent so far this season. At times, they've said they're going to be a top 8 team. Other times, I've looked like they're lucky to be in the league at all. So I'll go with Newcastle.
Newcastle to win that one. Last one, of course, Monday Night Football. The Sharks host the Rabbitohs. The Bunnies have just, they're just sort of thereabouts at the minute. Not as dominant as we thought they would be. Would you expect a win here?
Yeah, I'd expect them to bounce back. I know the Sharks have had consecutive wins. We've seen Jack Bird, Valentine Holmes really light up the league. They've got some good young players coming through the Sharks, but the Rabbits off that tough loss last weekend, I think they'll bounce back. They're the premiers, and they won't be in a hole very long at any stage this season. Go the Bunnies.
Go the Bunnies indeed. Look forward to catching the action on Fox Sports, Matty. Have a great weekend, pal. We'll chat soon.
Good on your half.